And a good example of this is the decree outlawing tyranny passed in 336 by the Athenians, an example of which we have on stone engraved in that year. And these inscriptions typically will lay out the year in which the decision was made, the month in which it was made, the group that happens to be serving in office at that particular time. It will name the speaker who proposed the motion. It will then have the full text, the decision of the people, and at the very bottom it will usually contain some stipulation such as, let this be engraved on a stele, a piece of stone, and erected in such and such a place. And these were normally put up in prominent parts of the city. These stelae with inscriptions might be on the Acropolis, they might be in the Agora, but clearly they were designed to be vivid markers reminding people that the decisions of the assembly were paramount and that the democracy was based on the authority and the decisions of the people. Now, there was an executive board, which I'm going to talk about more in a minute, that actually ran the meetings. You would have anarchy if you didn't have somebody actually controlling the meeting of the assembly. And despite the presence of this executive board, it seems as if sometimes these meetings were, in fact, very close to anarchy. We have an account, for example, in the speeches of Demosthenes, a very good piece of evidence for the meetings of the 4th century. And in one of his speeches, Demosthenes talks about how, at a point sometime earlier, his rival, Aeschines, had come forward to address the Athenian populace, the men of Athens in assembly, but the men of the assembly had not been interested in what he had to say. And says Demosthenes, they raised such a clamour that they refused to hear you. And in order to be heard over this assembly of thousands of men, Aeschines was forced to scream at the top of his lungs and ends up by actually berating his audience, saying, plenty of shouters, but not many soldiers when it comes to the crunch. So it sometimes seemed to me that the assembly, in certain respects, must have been like a cross between Parliament or Congress and the gong show, with people being dragged off. It probably is the case, it's certainly the case, that even though every Athenian had the right to address the assembly, in practice, it was, of course, those men who were most skilled at speaking, the class known as the rhetores, the public speakers, who tended to dominate public affairs, particularly in the 4th century, even more than in the 5th century. It's no coincidence, for example, that some of the stories told about Demosthenes, who was regarded as the finest orator that the Greeks ever produced, are stories that talk about him learning how to project his voice. He is supposed to have practiced by walking along the seashore with pebbles stuck in his mouth, practicing his enunciation and his projection so that he could be heard above the waves. Because in a sense, he would have to be heard above the waves of thousands of very noisy Athenians in the assembly. Another element that contributed to the very volatile atmosphere in Athenian political life was that the Athenians had an institution which many people think should be part of modern-day politics, and that is ostracism. The Athenians could vote each year, if they decided to expel from Athens a leading citizen, or anyone they chose to, for that matter, for 10 years. But I want to say a few words about ostracism because it's an institution that many people have heard about but don't know much about in detail. A vote would be held usually around January in which the Athenians would decide whether they were going to hold an ostracism. If there was not a quorum, if there were not 6,000 votes cast in total, then there simply was no ostracism held that year at all. If, however, they did decide to hold an ostracism, then 2 months later, in around March or April of that year, they would hold a meeting at which every Athenian could come along and simply bring into the assembly a piece of pottery, a sherd, with the name of someone he didn't like engraved on it. These were collected and tallied, and once again, if a total of 6,000 votes had been cast, the vote stood. If less than 6,000 votes had been cast, there was no ostracism. But if 6,000 votes had been cast, then at that point, whoever was the winner, in other words, whoever had the most votes against him, was expelled from the city for 10 years. They did not lose their citizen rights, they did not lose their property, but they could not be resident in Athens and therefore could play no active role in public life.